FBI, man accused of attempting to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh allegedly searched assassin skills, assassin equipment on internet. By Nick Gilbertson on July 28, 2022. The search history on the phone of Nicholas John Rosk, accused of planning to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, includes the phrases like most effective place to stab someone and assassin skills, according to a Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, search warrant application. Both subjects, among other phrases using assassin and assassination, were searched on the device in the weeks leading up to his alleged attempt on Kavanaugh's life. In the affidavit supporting a search warrant, obtained by the Daily Beast, FBI Special Agent Ian Montijo highlighted worrying internet searches from the phone of the accused, Nicholas Rosk, between May 5, just days after the Supreme Court leak in the draft decision of Dobbs v. Jacko's and Women's Health Organization, and June 8, the morning of his arrest near Kavanaugh's residence. Per the affidavit, his phone search history included quietest semi-auto rifle, Reagan assassination attempt, most effective place to stab someone, assassin skills, assassin equipment, assassinations, Supreme Court, how to be stealthy, gun lubricant, and Supreme Court among other things. Moreover, some Reddit and Discord communications from accounts that allegedly belonged to Rosk were highlighted in the affidavit supporting a search warrant. On May 10, just over a week after the unprecedented leak, an allegedly Rosk-owned Reddit account, with the username narrow_frosting_1539, posted to the Reddit page r/tukeschromosomes. Would Kavanaugh being removed from the SC help women long term? The post read, according to the court filings. The affidavit notes that U.S. Marshals observed Rosk arrive outside of a justice's home, which has been identified as the residence of Kavanaugh, just after 1 a.m. on June 8 with a suitcase in tow. Shortly after arriving, an individual called 911, identified himself as Nicholas John Rosk, and expressed he had traveled from California to assassinate the justice, the affidavit states. The Montgomery County Police arrived and arrested Rosk. The court document notes. A search of the seized suitcase and backpack revealed a black tactical chest rig and tactical knife, a Glock 17 pistol with two magazines and ammunition, pepper spray, zip ties, a hammer, screwdriver, nail punch, crowbar, pistol light, duct tape, hiking boots with padding on the outside of the soles, and other items. Per the affidavit, later that day, Rosk identified an individual referred to in the document as person number one as someone he communicated with regarding the leak. On June 13, authorities interviewed the individual, who identified Discord user Sophie42 as Rosk, and subsequently gave agents permission to review their communications on Discord, where Rosk, of California, allegedly disclosed plans to assassinate multiple Supreme Court justices. According to the affidavit, their May 25 conversation reads as follows. Rosk, I'm gonna stop Roe v. Wade from being overturned. Person number one, what you trying to do? Rosk, remove some people from the Supreme Court. Person number one, you gonna ton? Run? Rosk, after you mean? Person number one, oh ha ha good one, two dead judges ain't gonna do nothing, the whole government is fucked, there's no fixing that, you would die before you killed them all. Rosk, yeah but I could get at least one, which would change the votes for decades to come. And I am shooting for three, all of the major decisions for the past 10 years have been along party lines, so if there are more liberal than conservative judges, they will have the power. On June 6, just 2 days before his arrest, the Rosk-linked account narrow_frosting_1539 posted on the Reddit page r/USMC, wondering, how difficult is it to covertly take out an HVT? Drawing from his expertise, Montijo noted that he believes the phrase HVT is short for high-value target. Rosk faces a federal charge of attempting to murder a justice of the United States, as the Department of Justice has previously noted. He has entered a not guilty plea. The case is the United States of America v. Rosk, number 22 MJ 1848, in the United States District Court for the District of Maryland.